Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Eminem. Eminem obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back on the couch with Eminem. And again today, I'm here with Julie Anderson, head of human resources for our EV Group company. We've done a couple of interviews with Julie. And today I wanted to talk to her about, or I want Julie to share with you guys, the five steps that we take for recruitment. And the five steps are very specific, they're very well organized, and we don't miss out on any one of them when we recruit for administration or property management or any of those roles that they're supporting roles within the company. So I just wanted Julie to share that with you because it's helped us to actually streamline our process. Our success rate has been phenomenal since we've implemented that, and I thought that would be really good value for you. So I'll hand it over to you, Jules, so you can take us through all the five steps.
Yeah. So it all begins with knowing your requirements and building the ad to attract the person to that role. So a great ad, something a bit exciting, a bit different that sets apart from the rest. You know, when you go on to seek, it can get quite boring.
Yeah.
Creating that interest, create that great ad, give them a feel for the company culture in there as well. You can attach videos. That's what we tend to do in there as well.
Yeah.
And you also ask
some for specific things within the ad, and that helps you when you get
that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
I always ask for a cover letter. A cover letter is a great summary of the person. It's a challenge sometimes to get good cover letters, which is unfortunate. Some people just flick their resume through on the application, and I think they've already set themselves behind doing that.
Yeah.
What we look for in the cover letter is great written communication. Can you string a sentence together? Can you make yourself understood? What's your spelling like? What's your grammar like? Because somebody's going to bring that to your organization, and that's how they're going to write. So, it's hard to stand over everybody and make sure that their written communication is great. So, that's something that's already being screened for during the application period. So resume and cover letter gets heavily scrutinized. In the resume, the key things that I would look at, because our whole system is based on the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
Yes.
We want people with drive. We want people who have shown success in the past because it's likely they're going to do that in the future. So I look at steady employment. Have they given it time in the roles that they've had? Have they, adapted and worked well in that? So I'm looking for, depending on the role and depending on who we're recruiting for, some steady employment. Three years in roles, 4 years in roles, attractive. And also to see them progress within an organization as well. So for property management, for example, people tend to become senior property managers by being the receptionist of the real estate office. To start with. So when you see that, recently I've spoken to somebody who's been with the same office for 10 years.
Which is so rare.
Mm. And they progress in that organization. So that shows you lots of things.
About that person.
Yeah. About the office that they've been in as well.
Yeah.
That they've been able to retain people.
So once you get that resume, you look at it.
Yes.
Tell me the percentage of the resumes that actually don't even make the third step, which is the phone call. So the second step is, talk to us about that.
Yes, so I would look at steady employment's very important.
Yeah.
If someone's in a job 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, then that's going to be put aside because that's generally not what we're looking for. So I would say probably 80% are put aside.
So 80% of resumes don't actually make the third stage, which is the phone call, is that right?
Yeah. So for the first screening?
The first screening.
Yeah, I would pop them aside.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, that if you've already taken that cut and they're the best on paper, you'll usually find that going back to the others doesn't tend to deliver.
100%.
Yeah, you've got to kind of trust You know, you get to know what a good resume looks like that's going to get someone that ends up being good in front of you. So,
and how you do one thing is how you do everything. And if you're not going to put full attention to that first bit of information that are you going to give the company to have a look at you as a prospect to work with them, then you're not going to put a lot of attention in anything else that you do while you're working with them.
So have they answered my questions?
But I remember when you first started with us, and that's about 3.5, almost 4 years ago now, and you first did that, because before you came along, I used to do all of the recruitment for this office and interviewed every single person because I didn't want to miss out. I wanted to see them face to face. I just wanted to, and it took me, you know, hours and days of my time. And I remember you putting 80%, and I know now and I trust in the process, but putting that 80% of the resumes to the side and actually...
Made you a bit nervous.
It did. I'm like, it could be a really nice, good person in there. We're missing out on them. But you know what? It's worked, and I can see it now, and I totally understand it, and it's perfect. So step number one, great ad, so you can attract the right people.
Yes.
Step number two, shift through the resumes and maybe like create a short list. Yeah. Right. So and then number three.
Yes.
Step number three is the phone call. The phone interview?
Yeah, all the people that we recruit tend to deal with people over the telephone.
Yeah.
So it's great to find out how they behave over the telephone.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know, you would think that when you're applying for jobs that you're going to be very careful how you answer the phone, and sometimes people don't, which is interesting. Generally, when they call me back, the phone call is
better.
It's a lot better because they're calling in.
What about the messages that you get sometimes?
There's
some interesting ones there as well.
It's important. It's important that they're mindful of some of their email addresses as well. In employment.
We had some beauties. And they actually put that email, that particular, we had some
probably
really interesting ones.
About it terribly well.
So,
getting a view for the person over the telephone is a great thing to do. And then see how that conversation flows as well, you know. I usually know that over the telephone whether I'm going to progress them to a face-to-face interview.
That's
because if they can't...
So what's the percentage, do you reckon? Have you kept track of what? How many people... So say 20%. Go to the phone interview, and then from the phone interview to the... I sound like Menos, don't I? Why am I talking about percentages? So from the phone interview, how many people would we interview face-to-face?
Face-to-face.
Would it be the majority of them?
Yeah, it can get pretty high.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm uncertain about a resume, I'll do the phone interview just to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But usually, you know, quite a few do... come through to face-to-face, but it depends on what transpires during the conversation.
Sure.
So what I try and do over the phone is see how aligned they are with the position and what they're looking for and what their aspirations are, to see whether it fits with the role. So I'll often start with that question and get them to tell me, because sometimes people will tell you that they're aligned with the role just to get the role because they want the role.
Yeah.
But it's not really doing...
them
themselves any justice. So it's sorting through that as well. So it will depend on how aligned they are with the position. They might be qualified, but it might not be what they aspire to do anymore or do long term, and we might be looking for someone long term in that position before they can move on. Quite a few, but not always. If they answer the phone terribly and the rest of the conversation
they won't make it.
You know, sometimes there's people ringing and they're really running down the employer that they're with and the office environment and things like that, and you think, oh, you know,
it's a no-no, is it?
I mean, there's a way to convey that, I think.
That's
and there's
respectful.
A way not to. Because, you know, sometimes we do, and that's why in a resume I am forgiving of a short stint somewhere, if there's a short stint among some long-term things. Things happen, you know. Sometimes you go somewhere.
Not every environment, it's a good environment.
Yeah.
And you know what? In a bad business, a good person would quickly move on.
Yes.
They will not last in that environment.
Yeah.
So our last two steps, a face-to-face interview obviously. That's a no-brainer.
That's where
the majority of people start.
Yeah.
That
often
be,
more
that
than one
me.
As well, too. Because in the second interview, it gives an opportunity opportunity to give you another feel for the person, and then you can introduce other people into that interview process as well.
That's where we usually come in.
You'll start to meet directors or, you know, someone else in the business. So we're progressing that conversation with that person.
And number five, which is quite important.
Number five is testing.
So we
kind of like that element because it really tests, you know, what we're being told is factual and that the person can thrive in that position. So it's good for both the company and the person as well. The last thing you want to do is throw someone
in the deep end.
So for property management, for example, we have a test, which is a combination of the Residential Tenancies Act knowledge, as well as problem solving. In property management, sometimes there's situations that come up that may have never come up before in that person's working career or even anybody's lifetime. So it's an ability to work through a solution in conjunction with the legislation and come up with a proper result. So we test for that as well.
And then a personality test as well.
Yes.
We do a personality test.
Profiling. Which is interesting to see where that person gravitates towards. What do they really enjoy doing? As opposed to what can they do, but it's not really where they're in flow.
100%. And we use agent dynamics for that. We've had the guys on the couch before and they have explained their process and it works really well for us because it's specifically designed for real estate businesses. So that's where it's a big tick for me.
And also too, in real estate, that salespeople are very, very, very different to property management
100%. And admin, totally different skills.
So getting that profile is really good because we do tend to find that your salespeople sit in a certain area and property managers sit in a certain area. And, you know, they're salespeople that just would not thrive in property management at all.
And even if they're really good at doing a particular job, and that's what we talked about at a previous interview here with Julie, they might train themselves to be able to do that particular job really, really well. But then they go home and they're miserable because it's not who they are. They're not fulfilled. They're not in flow. So it's important. It is as important for them to find out where their strengths are and work in that sort of environment so that, you know, they're happy as well as doing a great job.
They can do their best work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was great speaking with you again. Thank you for watching, guys. Any questions, feel free to ask us on the comments below. I'm sure Julie will be more than happy to answer any of your questions. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks. Mm-hmm.